Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey guys, Keith over here, broadcasting live from Florida GovCon, Pensacola Business Radio, and I've got two, I'm going to call you guys characters today. So, yeah, you look like characters, except to mischievous, no good, but I've got Gary Loduca, is that correct?
That is.
Awesome. And I have Steve, now I'm going to mess this one up, so go for it.
It's Natchkey, just like latchkey with an N.
All right, so both here today, both attending the Florida GovCon. Steve's been helping us sort of corral people into the booth, and now it's his turn. So
they were all guinea pigs.
Yeah,
said everything worked out fine.
So now you're here. Yeah,
safe for me.
You're here for the final product. Awesome. Well, please introduce yourselves, gentlemen, and let's talk about who you are and what you do.
Right, my name's Steve Natchkey. My company is PM Pundit LLC. And we provide subject matter expertise in program and project management, as well as a few niche military areas. And we're based in Satellite Beach here in Florida on the East Coast. And we do things worldwide.
My name is Gary Loduca. I am the owner of Thoughtful Tax Advisors. We help business owners do whatever possible legally to pay the IRS the minimum. No one likes to overpay their taxes, so we try to help them pay what they have to, not what they think they have to.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
And it's a big game, too, right? And there's a huge risk. You make the wrong mark, and you're done.
Failing to plan defaults you to the highest tax outcome the IRS determines for you.
Yeah. So. See, I was telling Calvin about this the other day. There's strategy in this.
Well, I always help people understand that there's two things that you can do from a tax filing perspective. Tax preparation happens on April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Tax planning happens January 2nd until December 31st.
Right. So, all year long.
Correct.
So, Steve, I want to know what your niches are, if you could tell me without having to have me killed there, right?
Okay. Well, that's a misconception a lot of people have, because there's actually a separate department that actually does the killing.
Oh, okay. So it's not yours, so you don't have to get your hands dirty?
Yeah, exactly.
You just
cost
points.
A lot of money. But, yeah. a lot of things we do is we apply program and project management principles to areas that haven't seen them before and situations that haven't seen them before or companies that haven't seen them before.
Right.
And we also do some niche military things like operational contract support planning, which is almost as niche as you can get. And we do some training and help folks develop training programs. We've done some work with DAU through another company and help do a revamp of a course that they have, an online course. And we are actually doing some business development for some clients up in the DC area that want to work more with the combatant commands and partner with some of the quality teammates we have here in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you have to get into the thick of somebody's business.
It can be, yeah. We most of what we do is through other independent consultants, and we team with folks to find out people's problems, their problem areas, and help come up with solutions to them. We generally don't work on a long-term basis.
Mm-hmm.
We work on an individual project basis and help folks with their immediate needs and for when they need us. So we try to minimize costs. That way we don't carry any excess overhead.
Sure.
Folks with us. We just use people when we need them and when our clients need them.
So somebody wants to start providing a service within the government contract world, and they have some skills, but don't necessarily have the system set up. That's where you can kind of come in and say, you're going to need this, this, and this.
Right. A lot of times, if you haven't worked with, say, a major prime or directly for the government, you don't understand the way the government works. If you're doing a design to manufacturer, anything like that, and you have to work with a prime and it's earned value management, there's all sorts of requirements that you report things, and the accounting folks can help you. Uninet can help you on the software side there. They're one of the other companies here.
I think Gary can help.
Sure.
But if you're doing earned value management, you have to be able to interpret the data, and we can help them interpret the data as they're moving forward on their projects and their programs. And we look at actually project management, program management, and project portfolio management the same way the Project Management Institute looks at them. So we use that as a baseline, and then we tailor things to the actual situation, which is really PMI's stance on it as well.
So I think that's one of the things I've been listening to throughout the conference here, or the summit, is that you guys, you have to tailor everything so much differently for this government contract world, or even just the government communication world, than you do in your everyday business. And I'm wondering which one wins, right? Like, when I go back home and I look at the couple of businesses that we have, which one do I want to think to start basing things off of? I mean, is the private industry really that much different in the language? And is that language more beneficial than the government language? Or is it, you know which one wins here? Or is there a winner?
I'm not as sure how to... I don't get that involved in government work other than I have a few special operators that are tax, mm-hmm. tax clients, but I can't really get into the specifics of that.
Yeah.
Government work tends to be much more regulated and is much more difficult to break into than I think the commercial world. The reporting requirements alone on a lot of programs would swamp people. The Davis-Bacon Act is a big one for small businesses, where you're working for the federal government. You have certain minimum wages and benefits that mm-hmm. you have to pay above and beyond the minimum wage. So for folks starting out, especially small mom and pop shops, the Department of Labor hammers them because they don't understand. They may think they're paying their folks a really good wage. They may think they're paying
Gary them. Smiling really big over there. He must know a little bit of something about that.
Giving them good benefits.
Government surprises. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the Department of Labor comes in and says, well, you're not meeting our standards. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you think you are.
Right.
So those are all things that you have to take in consideration. And that's just one of the things. Earned value management isn't used by a lot of small businesses, but it's used by the government a lot, and it is used by the big primes. And generally, it's partially software-driven. You can do a lot better management using earned value when you have the right software. Mm-hmm. So you have to have folks who understand it, know how to... do the reporting, the reports that the government requires mm-hmm. on that. You can be audited by DCAA, the Defense Contracting Auditing Agency, DCMA, the Defense Contract Management Agency.
Another acronym.
Yeah, so...
like I need 500 more today, right?
That's another big difference. Everybody has acronyms, but the federal government has quite a few of them, and as a business owner, you have to... have people at least who understand what they're doing working mm-hmm. with the government. So that's probably the biggest difference than setting up a lemonade stand or working strictly with non-government clients.
Right.
Because you can be more informal, though I'd suggest that you're formal enough to have a contract with everything
sure.
you do. But... with the government's much more regimented. There's more regulations. They're the ones, even in a regular company, you have to have, if you're big enough, you have to have the OSHA signs mm-hmm. and the unemployment signs and so on that are posted in your building. But it goes a step beyond that. You have to have certain plans in place. And we heard today about the cyber requirements, which are relatively new, where you have to be able to protect the unclassified, important data mm-hmm. that belongs to the government. So there's a lot more restrictions and things that are applied to you. So you have to price them into your bids when you're bidding on government contracts.
Sure.
And that's one of the reasons why the government spends so much is because they have all these extra levels of requirements. Some of them make sense, but it's going to cost a lot more to accomplish those things because you can't necessarily do it without hiring experts.
Right. Yeah. So what, Gary, what brought you here to the GovCon?
Well, it's, I literally did a tax return for a husband and wife. She's a Army major. He's a Marine major, special operator. And it's one of those things where the government world is a different animal. And mm-hmm. The idea, you at least have to know what you're dealing with.
Sure.
Going into it. I mean, because like you just said, the costs are prohibitive. You go on blind. If what you do in the private sector is completely potentially different than what the government sector does. So my affiliation is really with this is... some families in the military, some of my clients are here, and I just thought this would be a great opportunity to kind of come in here and get to know a little bit more about the industry specifically.
Mm-hmm. And have they been able to educate you or just confuse you?
No. well, a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah, right?
what you just said, confused. I understood it. I didn't know a lot about it, so I'm actually kind of blown away. But that goes back to the idea where you want to know what you don't know. Self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I think getting into this stuff blind would be a killer. So.
Very quickly, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get a feeling there's a lot of it that'll chew you up and spit you out if you're not ready for it.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. So, Steve, what brought you here today, other than to just help, corral people into the radio booth here?
Well, Jenny did. She's
very persuasive that way, isn't she?
Yeah, she gets me to volunteer for these sort of things. And I did this last year, too. And, but, I, you know, the... my goal for my company here was to meet some new contacts that I could introduce to some of my clients because I think I can make a match. And I've accomplished that goal. Mm-hmm. My goal was also to be able to contribute by doing whatever Jenny needed. So
yeah.
I did the introduction and so on. So I wanted to contribute to the overall event. And hopefully I convinced some people to come over here and
yeah, they get, did. You did good.
Get,
you did good.
On the radio with you. And... I think overall the event has been really well run and has been productive for a lot of people.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like they're about to get started again, but real quick before we get out of here, you guys give them your contact information so people can find you.
Sure. My company's called Thoughtful Tax Advisors. The email is taxes@thoughtfulwealth.com. Phone number is 813-251-2600, and we're Tampa, Florida. And I'm a fellow Space Coaster. I grew up in Melbourne Beach.
Great. I'm Steve Natchke, PM Pundit LLC. You can find all our contact information at pmpundit.com. That's pmpundit.com. And you'll find our phone number, email address, and so on.
Great, guys. Well, thanks for hanging out at Florida GovCon with us.
Thank you.
Have a good day.